Not long ago, sports fans used to turn to NBC to watch their favorite teams and stay there. In less than 4 years, the network has lost broadcast rights to Major League Baseball, the National Football League, and now the NBA. Commentator Frank DeFord wonders if NBC knows something the other networks don't.
In its retreat from sport, is it possible that NBC is smarter than the other networks? Before you answer that, remember that NBC is also the network which brought us the XFL football games last spring, a disaster unmatched in sports television history. But NBC is acting on reality. Ratings in virtually all sports are plummeting. For so long, the networks took it as an article of faith that even if you suffered a loss by buying the rights to some sport, it paid off down the road because sport is the one guaranteed attraction which will bring males, especially young males, to the TV set. But at some point, games became too expensive, even as a loss leader. Even football, the great TV reliable, is no longer a sure thing. Both Monday night and Sunday night NFL games, the league showcases, were off 10% this season, accelerating a steady decline. Why? Well, probably it really isn't that men are losing interest in sports. It's just that there is a glut of games on TV, all fighting for the same eyeballs. And more to come. After rejecting NBC's lowball, David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, cobbled together a deal with ABC and ESPN, Turner and America Online that brought in as much money as the old contract, but which means even more games. In fact, this may virtually mean a whole new professional basketball network, also in the works, a new all-tennis network. And next month, the Winter Olympics. Is the bloom off that rose, too? The last couple Olympics have been disappointments in the U.S., both for ratings and aesthetics. NBC is banking that having the games in an American time zone will restore their popular glory. The Winter Olympics have always been more appealing to women, but NBC is also trying to rope in that elusive young male audience. Breakneck events like hot dog skiing and something called skeleton are supposed to provide the chills and thrills that the XFL failed to deliver. NBC has produced a spectacular 90-second trailer which stars a handsome snowboarder that will be airing this month in movie theaters and on late-night TV. Pulling out all the stops, NBC actually dragged Tanya Harding onto a ballyhooed appearance for its game show, The Weakest Link. This is called synergy in the business, or sleaze in polite company. It's like using O.J. Simpson to promote the NFL. But it's hard times in sports and TV. Let the games begin. Will the games never end?
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, who joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.